Okay, we're going to Masechet Tainis, Daf Yud Aleph Amud Beis, and just we'll start at the very bottom of Yud Aleph Amud Aleph on the bottom line. Again, Rabbi Elazar had said that the person who fasts voluntarily is considered to have done a good thing. So now the Gemara asks, "So, Rabbi Elazar, how did Rabbi Elazar really say that fasting is good?" But Rabbi Elazar, didn't Rabbi Elazar say, "La'olam yomod adam atzma," a person should always view himself as if there is, really means holiness inside of his stomach. Meaning his body, he has to treat his body as if it's holy and can't cause it tzar. Shenamar, bekir becha kadosh, in your inside of you is holy, velo avo be'ir, and I will not enter into the city. So again, the important part is the beginning of the pasuk, that bekir becha kadosh, that the insides of a person are considered to be kadosh. So how could Rabbi Elazar say here that you're allowed to cause yourself tzar and that it's a good thing? So when it says lokash had matzid tzur nafshei had lo matzid tzur nafshei, depends. If somebody's able to do it and able to tolerate it, then it's a good thing. If a person is not, then a person is called a chote. A person shouldn't do that. Rishlager says the person who fasts nikra chasid is called a chasid, is a pious person. Shenemar gomel nafsho ish chasid, one who gomel from the lashon of biyom hi gomel is Yitzchak, one who weans his soul is a pious man. Ve'over she'ero, and again there that's a different part of the pasuk. The one who causes destroys his flesh is considered to be cool. But you see that the gomel nafsho is considered to be a chassid. Am Rav Sheshis, Hai Bar Be Rav Di Yosef Tanisa, a yeshiva student who fasts, Lechol Kalba Lisherusei, a dog should eat his food. Meaning, it's a bad thing. It's a bad thing. Why is it considered to be a bad thing? Presumably because it's going to prevent him from being able to learn and be able to concentrate. There's no such thing as a public fast day in Bavel. El Tisha B'Av Belvad, the only fast day in Bavel was Tisha B'Av. Tam Chacham is not allowed to sit and fast because he's not going to be able to do the holy things that he is doing. He's not going to be able to learn. He's not going to be able to help people. He's not going to be able to do all those things that he needs to do. He needs energy. And therefore, he is not allowed to fast. The Mishnah said, Ochlin v'shosin mishich ha-shecha, that on the eve, that they're allowed to eat and drink on the eve of the fast until even after it becomes night. Amar b'zeir amar av huna. If you have an individual who accepted upon himself the tainus, meaning, what's the idea of Kabbalah's tainus? That before the day begins, at Mincha, before the sun sets, he's declared his intention to fast, that he's planning on fasting the next day. Even if he ate the entire night before the fast, the next day he's allowed to fast for as if it's a tainus. Meaning, eating and drinking at night does not conflict with the fast. Lon metaniso, einem ispalo shel tainis. If he continues fasting the next day, goes to sleep, then it's not considered to be a continuation of the fast. The fast has been over. What does this mean? Amar Rav Yosef, says, "My Gozav Rav Huna, what does Rav Huna hold?" Right? Why is Anenu not said the next day if he's still fasting? There's no such thing as a fast that's just 4 hours. It has to be for an entire day. Do we say that? Odilma misan l'shos. There is a fast for hours. Misan l'shos in etzvot v'lastinus. There's a such thing as a fast, but it's not. The partial fast is not enough to generate the obligation to say Anenu and Tefillah. Really, Rav Huna says there is this concept of fasting just for hours. And the one who does it, in fact, would say Anenu. So what's different in our case? How can in our case we said if you go to sleep and continue the tainus the next day, you would not say the Anenu? Because all those hours of night he didn't accept upon himself. He continued fasting through a period of time that was not the fast. That's not significant enough, because that's not the, if he would have been mekabel the fast, that's not the fast he would have been mekabel. And therefore that break is enough to, not, is not allowed to say the anenu, just based on that alone. Marukva ikla ginzak. Marukva came to Ginzak, found the name of a place. They asked from him, do we have a concept of fasting for hours, partial fast, or not? And he wasn't sure. Kankanin shel nachrim, they asked about jugs of the non-Jews that apparently were used for storing wine. Asuin or Mutarin. Are they allowed to be used by Jews as well? Do you have to kash them? Do you have to get out the wine or something like that? Or are they allowed to be used? And lo habiyadei, he didn't have the answer to that either. Bameshimish Moshe, what garments did Moshe Rabbeinu use, did he wear when he was the acting Kohen Gadol Kol Shivus Yemei HaMilum, during the seven practice days of the Beis HaMikdash? Lo habiyadei, he didn't know that either. Azal v'shar Yemei Joshua. So Mar Ukva went to the Beis HaMikdash and asked these questions. Amrulei hilchasa misayin l'shos. Halacha is that there is a such thing as a partial fast. Umispal in tefilas tainus, and you even say aneinu. V'hilchasa kankanin shel nachrim l'achar shneim asar chodesh mutarin. After 12 months, these jugs become mutter. These jugs become mutter, but during the 12 months, you would have to do something in order to get out the taste. And bameh Shimesh Moshe goes on to Miluim. What did Moshe use during the 7 days of the Miluim? Bechaluk lava, a special white garment. Rav Kana Masni bechaluk lavan, she'ein lo imra. It was a special white garment that did not have a seam, meaning that it was made somehow. It was made out of one thread. And the reason is, Chazal explained, Rashi tells us, is because they wanted to make sure that it didn't have any pockets. There was nowhere in it that there were seams or anything like that he could possibly hide money. So they wanted to make sure that nobody would accuse Moshe Rabbeinu of taking anything, and therefore Kadosh Baruch Hu made sure that he would have a special garment in which it would be clear and obvious to all that Moshe Rabbeinu took nothing for himself and did everything with honesty.